The 2014 NFL Scouting Combine rolls on in Indianapolis, and so does our coverage. We bring in Greg Rosenthal from NFL.com to talk about the Vikings. How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing great. Day three here, so another three to go.
Yeah, that's right. So we're right in the middle of it. You have your pulse on the NFL. We're going to try and improve our roster here over the offseason. This is all about the draft here at the Combine, but you know, we want to talk to you a little bit about free agency and some the pro side of it. So how do you see the Vikings needing to improve on the pro side?
Well, they have a lot of needs. I mean, they don't have many defensive linemen, period. They don't have depth at defensive end. They don't have depth at defensive tackle. I think they need cornerbacks, and there aren't a lot of positions on the roster. I think you'd look at Minnesota and say, okay, they're done. I mean, even running back with Toby Gerhardt's now a free agent, I think they can go in a lot of directions. I think they're going to have to fill a lot of needs in free agency.
If I said to you the Vikings can have their pick of the litter at a player at any position, what would you pick? Yesterday we talked to Peter King, and he said a slot receiver, which was kind of an outside-the-box idea from him. What would be your number one priority?
I think this free agency class matches up really well with what the Vikings need. Defensive tackles and defensive linemen in general, there's a lot of them. Whether it's a guy like Jason Hatcher who could be a short-term fix, or a guy like B.J. Raji who's a little younger and could be longer, there's 5, 6, 7 defensive tackles. It's usually not like that. The other position I think is really deep is cornerback, and I think the Vikings could use another cornerback as well. So Brent Grimes is a guy I think would be interesting. Vontae Davis, maybe he gets out on the market. And you look at the names and maybe none stand out well above the pack, but there's 7, 8, 9 guys. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie is another one, and I don't think these guys are going to get franchised.
What's your take on Matt Cassel and a reunion with the Vikings potentially?
I'd be surprised if it happens, just because based on what they've said publicly, it sounds like they're ready to keep Christian Ponder on the roster. And to me, having Ponder and Cassel would be duplicative. And if Cassel thinks he can get more money than he was going to get with Minnesota, more power to him. I don't know if he's going to be able to get that, but maybe he will. Maybe he'll get a 2-3 year contract, $5 million a year. I don't think Minnesota's going to be ready to pay him that kind of money.
You look around the landscape of our division, the NFC North, you have the division winner with 8 wins last year. Unusual. Vikings had 5, so that's a difference of 3. And so often in the NFL, we see quick turnarounds. Last year's Super Bowl winner, the Ravens, didn't even make the playoffs this year. So we know teams can turn it around quickly. Do you think the Vikings are one of those teams that can turn it around and become in contention in their division?
No, you start with a quarterback. So unless they find a franchise quarterback at number 8, or they find someone in free agency that can really improve their roster, it's hard to project them to improve quickly. But I think the NFC North has a lot of problems. I think the Packers have the best roster, and yet they face a lot of questions this offseason. I think Detroit and Chicago especially face even more. As much depth as Minnesota needs on defense, Chicago's defense, they're really almost starting from scratch. I like what they have on offense. They have a better situation at quarterback. But I think it's a wide-open division after Green Bay. You have to really start with, you know, they have an MVP at quarterback. They have a good roster, not a great one, and I think it's going to be tough to catch up with them.
We have an MVP at running back, and we have a new offensive coordinator in Norv Turner. What were your impressions of the Vikings and Norv Turner uniting?
Oh, it's a great fit. You talk to people around the league, there aren't many play callers that are more respected than Norv Turner. I don't know how Ponder fits his system in terms of the vertical passing, and needing to get a guy that is protected and handles pressure well, because you're going to have some deep drops, some deep throws. He needs to find his quarterback, but Norv Turner has always led guys to their best seasons at quarterback. Alex Smith early in his career, the only good season he had his first 5 years was when Norv Turner was in San Francisco. So you got to solve the quarterback problem, but I think it's a great hire.
All right, very good. And you're a great interview. So thanks for joining us. All right, man, have a good week.
Thanks, man.